The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
looking for trouble, then steering clear and shooting it down. That's what we do here on The Danger Zone with David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. And New Constructs rates securities, that's stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. The thing about the ones that are dangerous is it's not necessarily the obvious pick. Oh, this is a horrible stock. It's the one that actually looks pretty good. There's a reason to say, you might like this. But then, when New Constructs digs in and roots through the numbers and they start at the grassroots level and work their way from the footnotes up, they discover that maybe the picture isn't quite what it seems, that there's something misleading about earnings and the income statements and more that would make this stock basically fool's gold. If you can avoid the dangerous ones, stick to the attractive ones, you can do pretty well. And if you want to learn more about it and do pretty well yourself, go to newconstructs.com. You can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Verifone.
Danger, danger.
Okay, so this is ticker symbol PAY. It's Verifone Systems. What do you see as the problems?
I see a stock that has had a great run over the years because it was a part of a big trend. And this kind of comes back to our theme investing. Payments, electronic payments, e-wallets, all this stuff was popular and the stocks made a good run. But the economics of this business are bad and getting worse, and it's going to become a commodity. At the end of the day, when you're a toll taker, you don't really add any value. You're not going to make a lot of money, and you're effectively a utility, not a profit business.
So, in other words, what you're saying is that when we hear about, you know, what is it, iPay or Apple Pay and all of the various things that we've got where you're going to be able to use all the pay systems through everything else, that's what's going to be the things that gut Verifone's business over time.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of competition. You know, you've got NCR, you've got Ingenico, which is the global leader, and you've got all kinds of different payment systems. And it's, you know, don't forget about the retailers themselves, right? Do they want to fork over a big chunk of the money they make to somebody running a payment system? Walmart's starting their own payment system, right? So that they can keep it. And at the end of the day, you know, you got to think about what value does the business add to the underlying process or the exchange or the activity, the consumer activity. The consumer's going to buy something. How they pay for it, they don't care. It could be Verifone, it could be Google, it could be Apple, it could be Walmart. Who cares? Just make sure it doesn't make what I'm buying more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. All that the consumer cares about is, did I get the transaction at the price I was supposed to get it at?
And all the retailer cares about is, did I get my money?
So when you put it together, how overvalued is this? Because that would be a case where you have an emerging industry and you have an evolving business. And as you point out, it's going to be a toll-taking commoditization type play. So how overvalued is this? Because the entire industry is changing. And things like some of the competition, when you think about the Walmarts of the world, well, whatever they've got, you can't get a basis for comparison because it's all buried within, you know, their big giant corporate umbrella.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and look, the payment stuff is not actually, it's not a new business. It's been around for a long time. And so the margins are pretty well set and they're only getting smaller. I mean, just take, for example, Walmart and a lot of big retailers pushing back on Visa for the charges they were pushing onto the retailers for debit cards. Right. It's just they're not going to take it. They don't have to. They own the business. And so You know, with the stock's trading in the mid-30s, 35, 36 bucks right now, I think it's lucky to be worth 10.
Wow.
Because right now, you look at the current cash flows, and when you net out liabilities, it's got a negative equity value. Because it's got something like, what, $1.2 billion in debt? You know, and here's another thing. You know, these guys, they made a lot of mistakes. You know, management's not exactly a cash cow here or cash cow creating machine. You know, they've written off something like 20% of their assets, or for every dollar of capital on their books, they're writing off 20 cents over the last several years.
Well,
not good.
And $1.2 billion in debt with a market cap of about $4 billion. Ouch. Seriously?
Yeah, that hurts. And the current valuation, just to give you some perspective, I love it when it's this crazy because this is like, no one can be like, I don't know, maybe they could do that. To justify 36 bucks a share, they got to grow profits at 29% compounded annually for 20 years.
Well, that's clearly not possible. Even if they were the industry leader and in a dominant position, who could look that far out in a business that's this commoditized? And you've already told us that it's worth closer to 10 bucks a share. Is there a coming catalyst? I mean, that's always the hard question, but is there something that's going to make people wake up?
Some earnings misses. I mean, we're already seeing some insider selling. You know, 2% of insider holdings sold off with zero purchases over the last 6 months. Short interest isn't at an alarming rate yet, but I think we're just going to see more earnings misses here because they just don't have. I mean, they had a drop in revenue last year. They're projected to grow around 10% this year. It's going to be tough because there's more and more competition, and it's increasingly commoditized, as I said. And I think we're going to see an earnings miss in the next quarter or two.
And once we see an earnings miss and folks wake up and smell the coffee, they may understand that Verifone Systems isn't worth its $36 current price, as David Trainer points out, worth closer to 10 bucks a share. That's why, that's the picture of a dangerous stock. David Trainer from New Constructs, thanks for joining me on Money Life.
Good to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
And if you want more pictures of dangerous stocks, check out newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home. And up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Eric Marshall from the Hodges Small Cap Fund will be in the house when Money Life continues for December 8th, right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.